My Father, the hour has come. Please speak through me in a language that your children will understand. And let this word bring transformation, practical decision that will lift us to the next level where we can be more useful for you and for our generation. Let that happen here tonight, O Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. How to multiply impact. Pastor BJ, I celebrate you. I celebrate you. He's a unique servant of God. I don't know how to describe that. The way he mentors, the way he imparts young people, I just wish that we have more of his time. You will not die young. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Only gito toki penibo wa penibo wa pela anilu wa shiriri. And the Bible says you will see the travail of your soul and you'll be satisfied. That is how it's going to be in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all dwarf. What is a dwarf? Who is a dwarf? Who is a dwarf? Someone who is not tall. We are all dwarf. All of us. Including the one talking to you now. But my mentor says to me that when one dwarf stand on another dwarf, you see a giant. I want to say to you at the beginning of this message that there is no great man in ministry. You only have dwarfs who have a soldier to stand on. When you stand upon the soldier of another man, somebody see you from afar, you say, oh my, my God, this guy is tall. Oh God, we are here today because we have a soldier to stand on. I deliberately and intentionally enter into mentoring relationship. And I want you to do that. That is exactly what brought me here tonight. If you don't see the need for mentors, it means you have no vision greater than you. Once the vision is caught, and you notice you can't do it alone, you will look for somebody. Someone who can partner with you, someone who can guide you, someone who can help you. Mentoring is a blessing to the church, but we are underutilizing it. Your pastor started with a passage that I ought to start with, but I'm going to go back to it. 1 Samuel 22. Was that not the one you read? The Lord bless you. Give it to me, please. Let's read that together. When did you start? When did you start this meeting? 4 o'clock. It's too early to be tired now. Let's read this together. Aha! Read verse 2. Read verse 3. Until now, return to verse 1. Let me show you principles of mentoring. David left God and escaped to where? To the cave. A mentor is not a man who is comfortable in life. If you are waiting until you become comfortable before you mentor somebody, you are failing. A cave condition is not a good condition for somebody to be mentoring another person. That man himself has a problem. Problem took him to the cave. A minister under the influence of my voice, the Lord has been asking you to mentor somebody. And you say, I will start when things are all right. Things may not be totally all right. Mentoring situation happens even in your pains. The story of your sorrow is a source of mentoring. Maybe you need to read 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Is it 1? 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, somebody. Or you give it to me very quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Go to verse 3. Verse 3. Let's read that together. precipice to God. Move on, please. Who comforts us in all our troubles? So that what? So that what? He is the God that make a mess to become a message. He comforts us in all our troubles for a purpose. And the purpose is so that when we see men who are in similar condition, we can use the same comfort for them. That is exactly what this man was doing in that passage in somewhere. So the first thing you need to bear in mind, for those of you who are due to be mentors, those of you supposed to gather one, two, or three around you to shape their lives, and you are saying, I am not comfortable yet. Anytime we go to BJ's office, he serves Martina. Where will I get money for malt if I begin mentoring? No, that is not the question. Mentoring begins in our own comfortable condition. Give me that passage again, Samuel. The second thing, Samuel. We are returning to Samuel now. The second principle in mentoring, let's read it on now. Please read with me. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down there to meet him. Mentoring begins from your home. And that is why I love what I met our pastor dishing out. The first principle is that it doesn't have to be a comfortable condition. The second principle is that if you don't have influence in your home, you can never have influence outside. The brothers, the sisters, those who belong to him, his brethren, came to him. Let's move on. The next verse quickly. And those who were distressed, in debt, and discontented. I want you to please look at those three words used to describe the people that came to David. Which of them do you desire in your life? None. You don't mentor a perfect man. You mentor men who are on the road to perfection. I call it the three D's. Distress. These medias are so sharp. Debt and what? Discontented. I don't have the time to break those things down. I just want you to know that it was not only that David was in an uncomfortable condition. Those who came to him also were in a bigger problem. And he gathered them around. And the Bible says about how many? About 400. And he became their leader. He became their leader. It means, therefore, that if you are in distress, you need a mentor. If you are in debt, you need a mentor. If you are discontented, you need a mentor. I'm going to be talking to you a little later how these people fit in to different kind of mentoring situation. Ladies and gentlemen, the passages are many. We have not read Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9. Downward. We read that passage during wedding. That passage is not meant for wedding. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter, oh, beautiful. Two are what? Better than one. Because they do what? They have good return. That is exactly the passage for our topic. Multiplying impact through mentoring. They have good reward, good return for their work. Whatever you are achieving in your church, if you enter into a mentoring relationship, it doubles. That's what that passage is saying. My father in the Lord left Nigeria January 2003. And January 2003, I became a full pastor of University Baptist Church. The church was about 530
And to the glory of God, with the help of, because we work as a team, work with a team there. As of today, I have about 17 pastors in the church. Each one contributing effectively, and I say effectively, to the growth of that church. I can afford to leave and go for programs. I travel for leave without looking back because there are able people to do the work. Laughter students are just resuming. About 3 Sundays ago, we sent forth. When I say sent forth, I'm talking about those who have graduated, who are leaving the church. 150 of them. When 150 leave a church at the same time, imagine the impact that we have. 150 to leave our church this month. But you know something? There is a pastor in charge of recruitment as soon as the new student arrive. And we have a strategy. On ground now are people to replace those who are going. I did not participate. They just bring the report to my office. They have good return. Somebody is laboring over the 100 level are just coming in. I busy my line with those who are going out. They have good return. I don't know how many of you know that our father Adeboye has a mentor. I don't know how many of you know that our father in Winners has a mentor. I don't know. Mention a great man in Nigeria, and I will tell you the person that is mentoring him. And you sit down there, you feel you don't need a mentor. You are wasting your time. You need a mentor if you have a big dream that is bigger than you. You need a mentor if you see someone succeeding in an area where you are dreaming of succeeding. You need a mentor when you are tired of negative emotion when you see people around you succeeding. So in a corny, ojojuma you must give testimony. No. It doesn't stop you. She doesn't stop you. Once you see someone succeeding in an area that you are dreaming of succeeding, get a mentor. It closes the gap. You need a mentor when you are struggling to break a particular habit, action, procrastination in your life, fund mismanagement, home mismanagement, relationship mismanagement. You need a mentor. Someone has traveled that path before. Let them show you how it is done. When you get a mentor, you know what happened? What happened is that you close the gap of your year of success. It may take that man 30 years to succeed, to get to where he is now. It will take you lesser years. You need a mentor if you have a vision and dream, and you keep getting stuck. You have a dream, you have a vision, but you are pursuing it, and you are getting stuck. You are getting stuck. At that point of your difficulty, someone has an answer. I've been following John Maxwell for several years. I've been reading his book for several years. I mean several. Ever before I became a pastor. When I became a pastor, and I noticed that the Lord was calling me into leadership development, it became more intense. If John Maxwell released a book today, give me a week or two, it will be in my library. So I traveled for a program, and we met. And I walked up to him and I said, my life has been greatly blessed by your book. I can confidently call you my mentor. He smiled. I said, I have a request to make. He looked at my tag. It's an international meeting, everybody. He said, okay, Tawo, go ahead. You forgive a white man for calling Taiwo Tawo. You run a mentoring program. Maxwell runs a mentoring program. It's an annual program. It's now twice a year. And the cost of that mentoring program is $6,000. I say, I want to plead on behalf of African people. can you please reduce? People are hungry to come, but the resources is not there. And he gave me the contact of the director of training. He said, please get in touch with him. Director of training is the one you saw me with that was interviewing me a few minutes ago. We became bonded. Sharing the story of his life, he told me three people that mentor him, the director of training, three people that mentor him to get to where he is. God gave him the vision, and he discovered that this vision cannot be achieved without a guide. What are you carrying in your hand? Where are you stuck in your journey? I'm here this evening to say to you, you need a mentor. Honestly, you need a mentor. It cuts the long journey short and gives you reason to achieve something better. You should be a mentor if you have capacity to represent or recognize potential. I've talked about those who need mentor. I want to talk about what you need to see in your life to know that you're supposed to now begin to mentor people. You're supposed to resume the position of a mentor. If you have that capacity to recognize potential when you see one. Kai, omo to de joko yo ori bo se se run. Mo de se nwo yo go nla lo joko yen o. Once you begin to have that feeling towards people, you begin to see potential even before it is displayed. God is preparing you already as a mentor. Number two, you are a mentor or potential mentor if you feel specially moved when you see young people making effort towards achieving something. I'm struggling to carry this thing. The more I struggle, the more I fail. And you pass, and you feel so deeply touched by my method. You have a better method. How to carry this thing without going through stress? You have the answer. And you feel, so not everybody feel touched when they see you struggle. No. But the one who feel touched, deeply touched, who call you, who give you some level of praise, possibly a formula to do it. Anytime you see young people struggle, you feel moved. You are a potential mentor. Number three, you are a potential mentor if you are tired of feeling negative emotion while other people around you are feeling. It's the opposite of the other one we mentioned the other time. I said, we are feeling negative emotion when people are succeeding. In this case, you are feeling negative emotion when people are failing. Ki lo nsa won generation yin to real long. Kai, e wo bo se nse kini balabala. That was what happened to my friend, Samadeyemi. Came back from abroad and was telling his minister. I think I shared this experience the last time I came. He was telling his pastors, we need to beautify this church. We need to beautify this church. I want you to do it this way. I want you to do it that way. He will tell them and tell them and tell them, these people were not getting the message. And out of frustration, he was praying, Lord, what's the problem with these pastors? They just can't use it in their head. And God said, the idea you were trying to pass to them, where did you get it from? He told us the story in Lagos during one of our leadership meetings. He said he responded to God. I got it when I traveled to the U.S. And God asked him, how many of this your pastor have traveled to the U.S.? Samadeyemi said he got to church the following Sunday and he called finance. Please, I release Owo and Pastor Mete Tayi. I'm going to travel. But can you say, can you say, they sent the three of them to Dubai. Pastor Killa Fellowship. One of them got to Dubai and he laid down on the main road. Only Lulu Daba Yoluwa me. He got them a tour guide. They took them to strategic places in Dubai, took them to very fine places. You know, they saw a lot. By the time they returned from Dubai, Samadeyemi did not need to shout. they were disrupting everything around the church. The man was just smiling. That is what happened. When mentorship is done and done rightly, that is what happened. I have a mentor who does not set unnecessary boundary. We eat together in his bedroom. I mean bedroom. A mentor will take me for messages, preaching assignments. They invite him to preach. And he said, Taiwo Kaloje Kajolo. He will finish preaching and he will call me to come and do the prayer session. Khan Inugbomaso organized a program many, many years ago. And they invited him to come and preach. And my father said, Taiwo, be envelope here. There'll be a letter. Come and know it. I opened the letter. It was an invitation from Khan. An invitation for you to minister during the Khan revival. He said, go and preach. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. That platform was older than my age that time. But because there is a mentor, mentorship gives you a platform that is greater than your age. He said, go and preach. I was afraid. Because you know Khan. Khan is made up of churches all over, everywhere. Obanye Baptist, Amorawa. So, on the day of the program, I climbed the Okada. Usimoto. When I enter, prayer session was ongoing. And the prayer leader was saying, let us pray. We have not seen our guest minister. They were expecting him to drive in with his Benz. But the minister has driven in with a... In fact, I paid the man to discharge him. So I was sitting somewhere there. And, you know, the minister is not here. Let us commit him to the hand of God as we expect him. So I send a small note. The minister is here. He said, glory be to God. The servant of God is in the house already. So let us round up this prayer as we bring him up. So I stood up. One slender boy. When I was coming, everywhere was, you can imagine, they were expecting evangelist Jide Abimbola. And brother Taiwo. I preached the first day, I preached the second day, I preached the third day. The fourth day, which was the last day, my father and the Lord came with me. He sat while I preached. But before the message, he said, I'm sorry I couldn't come. I sent my pastor to come and minister to you. I hope you have been enjoying him. There was a rousing answer. Yes, we have been enjoying. He said, that's how I enjoy him in my church. My mentor telling me he enjoyed me in his church. A Paris Bobo program. Envelope, yes, the envelope. Only TNE. Mentoring make your pocket swell. Only Waloni. Baba. You say what? TNE. A year one student of the seminary. MBTS. When young people come to you regularly for advice and they open up freely, please take note of the word open up freely. It is one thing for them to come to you, it is another thing for them to open up. The young people of this generation know how to conceal. They know how to hide. They know how to pretend. But if it gets to a point where they can talk to you, where they open up, a young man walked up to my office the day before yesterday. I'm talking about just 3 days ago. And he said, I wanted to come to see you about this. Before he said the second statement, water started coming down. He started shedding tears. Lagbeja, what's the problem? Kilode? Only I hope that what I want to talk to you about, you'll be able to help me. I know I've gone astray. Each time you minister, your message touch my heart, but I've just been adamant. To call the long story short, he's a Yahoo guy. How many people will walk up to a pastor and say, I'm a Yahoo guy? Even when he carry bigger problem, when you see him and you say, how are you? He will say, fine. But people come to you, young people come to you, young ministers come to you, and when they come, they tell you their problems. You are a potential mentor. You are a potential mentor. Lastly, when you attain a height in life, and you passionately want younger generation to be there also, you are a potential mentor. There are those who attain greater height in life and they don't want anybody to be there. They don't want anybody to be there. Taiwo Okwajobi is my name. I graduated from MBTS 2005. I went back for master's. As I stand before you, I don't have a terminal degree. No PhD, no DME, no FME, no MIME and anything. But I have one or two or three people in this place who can testify to you that those who are under me are getting their PhD. It is with my approval. If they don't have my approval, they can't do it. As a matter of fact, two of them, I literally forced them. You want to ask, so what are you waiting for? If you know that PhD is that good and you are forcing people to do it, why didn't you do it? I want to have a PhD in leadership. And currently, they don't have it. So we're looking for where it can be better done. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a situation where you just believe that those under you can grow even beyond your level. I have such a mentor, and I pledge to God that that is what I will do. The minister of God called me one day and said, oh, the pastor kept that on the PAD Labe. Oh, just about my lay in church. Molu, you can't look on the same time. Pastor, tell you, lay in church. Pastor, she's not going to lay in church. They allow lay in church. It's a kidney. Tell me now. Allow people to grow under the generation coming behind you. Allow them to grow. You desire to see them succeeding in life. Ladies and gentlemen, let me quickly clarify a few things. When you're talking about mentoring, we get it confused with coaching. We get it confused with counseling. The fourth dimension is discipleship. Let me just, within a minute or two, clarify that. Everything we do around that is called mentoring. When you are coaching, you are mentoring. When you are counseling, you are mentoring. When you are doing discipleship, you are mentoring. Let's now differentiate all of them. Discipleship is mentoring people to become Christ-like. The goal of discipleship is Christ-likeness, nothing more. So a discipler is a mentor who wants to make somebody to be like Christ. Now a coach is somebody who see an average person performing in life and want him to perform above average. Please take note of that. Here is an average. The person is trying, but he is performing at the average level. You want him to break the jinx. You want him to break the record. You want the performance to be greater. You approach that person as a coach. Who is a counselor? A counselor is that person who sees someone who is doing below what he's supposed to do, who is at the verge of taking major life decision, and you step in. It's in the notes. You give instruction. You are counseling. And counselors in the house, please take note. Counseling is not a command. When you are counseling people, you are not giving a command. If they don't take your counsel, don't get angry. A counselor is a mentor. A coach is a mentor. A discipler is a mentor. We only approach it differently and we address people differently. The goal of the three is to ensure that that person gets to a higher level of operation in life. That's the goal of the three. Discipleship, coaching, counseling. Mentoring is relational leadership. A leadership style that injects relationship into its leadership. It is possible for you to lead people, like Pastor BJ was saying a few minutes ago, and they don't have access to you. You become a mentor when your leadership is based on relationship. You eat with them, you dine with them, you do everything together. A situation where they have free access to your life. I have a fairly big, library. My pastors don't take permission before they walk in there to take book. You walk in there, you pick the book, you go and use, you return. They have access to our lives, they have access to our resources. Relational leadership, that is what you call mentoring. That is what you call mentoring. Let's quickly look at few biblical examples. I'm not going to preach here. Jethro and Moses is an example of mentoring in the Bible. Moses and Joshua is an example of mentoring in the Bible. Eli and Samuel, example of mentoring in the Bible. Elijah and Elisha, example of mentoring in the Bible. Mordecai and Esther, example of family mentoring in the Bible. Jesus and his disciples, example of mentoring in the Bible. Jesus mentored them for about 3 years and few months, and see what they have turned the world to. It is their effort that make us sit here today. Barnabas and Paul, fantastic story. Those of you who are Bible students, you know the story of how Paul got converted. And after the conversion, Paul started, carrying Bible to preach and all of that. And one day he appeared before the other disciples, and they were looking at him. Ijawolele, the pastor. When did he become a pastor? Persecutor of the church. Want to preach? You better run for your life. They did not want to give him opportunity. Then appear Barnabas. And Barnabas did what? Barnabas picked the hand of Paul and raised it up in the front of them. This is our brother. He used to be a persecutor of brethren. But the same God who saved you, save his life. Accept him into your midst. If nobody raises your hand, you have a problem. They invited my father and the Lord to preach. And as we entered the church, the officiating minister chairs were on top of the podium like this, the pulpit. So I took his Bible and I dropped it beside him. And I wanted to turn back. And he said, I will come here. And he created a seat right there on the podium for me. If you know the man I'm talking about, you will not doubt that he can do it. He's an aggressive person. A very hard person. If he loves you, he just loves you. There is nothing he cannot do. Money, my name is not on the program, Daddy. Only I will create a space for you. He created the space. So. Mentoring. He gives you opportunity. We went out together. Where we went, you need to show your invitation, whatever, before you enter. It was a very highly placed gathering. So my intention was, when we get there, I will take him to the gate and the Bible and other things over to him. I will go and wait for him in the car. That was the plan. Near EIV now. Few meters to the gate, Daddy looked back and said, Taiwo, nobody will ask me for IV. They know me. So take the IV and show them that Ajowani. He just entered and he greeted all of them. Nobody asked him, as he prophesied it. Nobody asked him. So I was coming behind and I said, I tendered the IV. And they said, please come in. Mentoring. Ladies and gentlemen, Barnabas held the hand of Paul. He showed him to the congregation. And that was when the ministry of Paul began to receive meaning. Paul and Timothy, you know the story very well. Paul and John Mark, you know the story very well. David and his army, we have just done that here now. David and his army. Nathan and David, mentoring relationship. Perfect one for that matter. Priscilla and Aquila. And Apollos, wonderful relationship. What are the goals? The goal of mentoring is to have someone in your life who had walked the path you intend to walk. Tell me what you want to achieve in life, and I'm going to tell you somebody who has achieved it. Just look around you. Somebody has achieved the dream that you are carrying. If you say nobody has done it is because you have not searched. Because my Bible said to me, under the heaven there is nothing. It's nothing new. A daughter traveled to UK, and he returned from UK with a particular dream. Timothy, de Nigeria, kiniti mo ma se ni, mo ma pa owo sege. O ti se calculation. How much she was going to make from that idea. She arrived in the country the first month, she didn't do anything. The second month, she didn't do anything. About 4 months or 5 months, he was just going around Oshodi. And the thing he was thinking was secret. He saw the Igbo boy selling it at the roadside. He just gave me a call. He said, Daddy, total in the Bible, so nothing is new under the heaven. Honestly, nothing is new. What do you want to become? Someone has become that. Even more. Hide yourself under him to get there on time. Second goal of mentoring, to facilitate another person's dream. When you are in a mentoring relationship, you are facilitating dream. Number three, to open one's life to others with the aim of empowering them. You open your life down like a door so that other people can come in and get lifted. Number four, to intentionally live for the next generation. That is the goal of mentoring. I live intentionally for the next generation. Those who understand my life appreciate it. Those who don't, I hold them no explanation. I play a lot, and I know the reason why I play. When it is time for seriousness, I get serious a lot, and I know the reason for the seriousness. I spend a lot, and I know the reason for spending. You are living intentionally for the next generation. That is mentoring. To prevent or reduce the rate of error in the life of young ones, that is the goal of mentoring. The mistake I've made in my life, I don't want them to make it. So come on. Come and see how I did it. That is the goal of mentoring. Ladies and gentlemen, the pointers that you need mentors, I've explained them. And I want you to please look at them. What are the tools we use in mentoring? Communication is one of them. Our spiritual gift is another. The knowledge of the scripture is another. Once you have this or some of these, you are already having the potential for mentoring. Your personality is one of them. The skill you have developed is one of them. I'm talking about the tools that we use for mentoring. When you enter into mentoring relationship, the things you need, the spanner and the screwdriver that you need, these are the things I'm reading to you. Communication, your exposure, your spiritual gift, the knowledge of the scripture, your skill, your life experiences. And I talk about life experiences, I'm talking about positive and negative. As I stand before you, I lost my father when I was 1 year old. 1 year. So when I saw a 32-year-old young man who lost the father and wanted to kill himself. Omogilo is here at 32. Omo babae. Primary school, secondary school, and university. In fact, I was told that on the day of burial of my father, I was playing. 1 year old. So that negative experience become a message for somebody. That's what we're talking about. Your professional knowledge is a tool in mentoring. If you have a profession and you have skill in that area, you are a mentor. Your ability to listen, very great tool here. Ability to listen. Mentors don't jump into conclusion. Did I say conclusion? Illusion. I sat with my doctor, and as I was explaining what was wrong with me, he said, no, Reverend, I know. I said, you don't know anything. It is my body. I did my hand in my pocket, and I brought out money. I said, it's my money. So listen to me, doctor. Please listen. ability to listen. Your patience is one of the tools. If you are going into a mentoring relationship, you have to be patient. Your availability is a tool. Will you be available for that mentor? Can they have access to your life? I keep referring to BJ. Can they have access to your life? When they need you, availability. Ability to encourage is another one. I've just told you a man who came and talked to me about Yahoo Yahoo. Some of you will think I crucify him, maybe I slap him, maybe I do. I did not do any of those at all. Why? Because I did not catch him. Holy Spirit did. He walked to my office by himself. So, how can I kill him? How can I destroy him? At that point, the Spirit of the Lord was already at work. All he needed me to do is to finish the job. And how did we finish it? He told me everything he has in his hostel. I said, go bring them. It is time to... I'm talking about day before yesterday. This is not last year. Day before yesterday. He brought everything in a very black, very thick bag. And we went and said it ablaze. I sat within my office for about 2 hours. Gave his life to Christ there. And the new life begins right there. He came to my office this morning before I left to Gomasha. Your availability, ability to encourage. Your network of relationship is another one. That's another tool. Network of relationship. I have relationship with BJ. If I have a son coming to Ilori now, all I need to do is to do what? Give him a call. Give him a call. Hello, my pastor. Omo mi kombo wa sobo Ilori lodo yinbe ejo eba mi relationship. That person is enjoying, is leveraging on my relationship with my pastor here. That is what you are missing if you are not in mentoring relationship. I walk up to Lautech regularly in those days. Anytime my children are having problem, you see me in Lautech. Once they are having problem, you see me in Lautech. One day, one professor looked at me and said, Reverend, kilode te command darayin laamu. Eni ke ni ninu awon moyin to ba ti ni soro e fun won ni letter e fun won ni note kekere ta ba ti gbo pe latodo yi ni nta ba fa kese ase letter kekere note kekere you are missing though if you are not in a mentoring relationship. I don't know whether you know that a complimentary card of a great man can open door. He does. Unfortunately, the man will not give you the card if you don't have relationship with him. I traveled for a program, and it was a conference of pastors. So somebody was contributing during the meeting. And the way he was contributing, I noticed that he has youth ministry like me. So during the break, I woke up to him and we got talking. How's youth ministry in U.S.? It was in Texas. How's youth ministry in the U.S.? We got talking, the discussion was deep. And when we wanted to leave, I said, can I have your card? You know what he said? He said, let me bless you with it. Card, you know, Lord, bless you. Your complimentary card. When he said yours, okay, let me bless you. Let me bless you. Ah, somebody put one blessing. I'm going to look at me. Can you not bless it? So I put my hand in my pocket. I brought my card and I gave it to him. And honestly speaking, it's been good since then. We keep talking, we keep exchanging materials and all of that. I want you to know that you are missing if you are not in the mentor. And mentoring. Look at that passage of somewhere that we read. In mentoring, both the family of David came to David. Those who were discontented came to David. Those who were in debt came to David. If you are waiting for a mentor to locate you, you may wait forever. In mentoring relationship, it is 10% location and 90% submission. What did I say? 10% location. If you see 10 people in mentoring relationship, only one of them, only one is the mentor. Okay, come on. Let me develop you. Let me work with you. One. The remaining 9 are people who came willingly to submit themselves. Excuse me, Pastor. I don't know if you will want me to work with you, sir. I want to be coming to report my activity. Just use the word report. Don't say I want you to mentor me. All of those are big grammar. Once you say I want to begin to report my activities to you consistently, we know what you are talking about. The family came, those who were in debt came, those who are discontented, they came. So you must come. You must come. Some of you will say, I told you that you were in church. Pastor, you are a cook. You are a cook. You are a cook. You are a cook. It is you that will walk up to his service. Huh? Excuse me, sir. I have this big dream in my hand. And I'm asking that the Lord use you to help me. When you want to choose mentors, what do you do? The first one is to determine why you need a mentor. Determine why you need a mentor. If your why is not clear, you will pick a wrong mentor. A young man, young pastor in the Ogbomoso walked up to me and said he wanted me to be his mentor. The young man is in drama ministry. Drama ministry. Honestly speaking, I don't do drama so much. So, what I did was to refer him. I helped him clarify his life mission. And after the clarification, I refer him to somebody who can do that better. Why do you need a mentor? Some of you have not answered that question. And if that question is not answered, you will not be able to do well in mentoring relationship. That is the reason why some people walk up to us to mentor them, and 2 months down the line, they come around to say, excuse me, Sammy, do you want school, Mr. Listen, this man does not have money for school fees. He's in cave, you know, cave, from Shishambeni, from the salary. A mentor is different from a sponsor. You pick somebody as a mentor, you pick another one as a sponsor. When you go to this one with your problem, you go to this one with your financial issue. That's how to live. So if this question is not answered, why do I need a mentor? You are going to, you know, run into crisis. The next one is the purpose of mentoring. In other words, which area? Is it mentor in marriage, in finances, in career? You need to also clarify that. Somebody will ask me, what was the difference between this and the first one? They are similar, but they are not the same. The first one is saying, why do I need a mentor? This second one is saying, what do I need a mentor for? Reason is the first one. What is the second one? If your relationship is not going on fine, you need somebody to work with you in that relationship. You need a marriage person. And the reason why you need to clarify that is because when you need a marriage person, you want to go to somebody who has a testimony of wonderful marriage. Is that not? That is how to do it. And when you get into that relationship, focus on marriage. The reason is because the person may not be good in finances. The person may not be good in career. But his marriage is sweet. He's enjoying his home. So focus on that. And that is why when they ask me, can we have 2 or 3 mentors, I say yes. This one is mentoring me in marriage. This one is mentoring me in my career. He's an engineer. I'm an engineer. I want to attain the height he attains. A man may be a successful engineer without a successful marriage. I hope you know that. That's why I pick him as my marriage mentor. I pick him as my career mentor. He shows me the path to marital peace. He showed me the path to career progress. You need to do that. The next one is to prayerfully list, after you have gotten the reason why you need a mentor, you now prayerfully list potential people. I need a mentor in marriage. Who do I know that has, you know, that have successful marriages? I just list them one after the other. Maybe 5, maybe 6. That's number 3 step. List them. After you have listed them, you do number 4. Number 4 is to look at their availability. You screen them. You have not approached anyone. You screen them. Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, Mr. D. This Mr. A travels a lot. He will not have time for me. So you cross it. This Mr. B. You show up. You know, just look for things and pick the one that suits. We have listed few things the other time. The person must be available. The person must be ready to pass knowledge. The person must be interested in what you are interested in. Once you see one person who carry all of those or some of those, you have seen a mentor. And what's point number 5? You walk up to the person. You listed five, you screen out four. So you walk up to the person that won the race. Excuse me, sir. This is my issue. I want you to mentor me. If you don't want to use the word mentor, I want to be reporting to you. Listen, when you are doing that, you are submitting your life. Ladies and gentlemen, the man you are submitting your life to did not come to your house to drag you. It is you that come. So be ready to submit. Truly submit. Be ready for correction. The reason why you have come is because you want to be corrected, you want to be prepared. If the person accepts your proposal, that settles it. Mentor relationship starts. If the person says he's not interested, because it happens. I said that to many. Owo mi kun, ema binu. Or for whatever other reason, I prefer not to enter mentor relationship than entering it and not performing. So sometimes I'm not afraid to say no. And mentors under my voice, don't be afraid to say no. So if the person says no, you go back to your list and you pick the next available person. Walk up to the person and you do the same. Once the mentor relationship starts, what we advise you to do is to submit yourself totally. Listen to instruction from him. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. May I add this to it? When you are going to a mentoring relationship, prepare your mind. I've never seen a perfect mentor. I've been mentored for more than 30 years. I've been mentoring people for over 20 years. I have not seen a perfect mentor. The man who is so good in marriage may not be very good in finances. So when you see their weaknesses, that's where I'm going. Some of you run away. Ah, I tell you, pe eni tani ko mentor wa. I tell you, pe awon na pe ni. Ko se ni to pe. When you see the weakness, that's one of the privileges that you have when you enter into a mentoring relationship. The life of the man gets exposed to you. You see his weakness because it takes you into his chambers, into his deeper and private places. You see, and some of you take that for granted. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. This is how our lives are. As you are seated, as I stand before you, we all have our potholes. So when the potholes of one pot, my hand here and his hand here get deeply connected. Those of you who are married, that's a message for you. Your husband has his problem. You have yours. So God is saying, let the integration be deep. Once the integration becomes very deep, you don't see holes again. I don't know whether I'm communicating. If you are seeing holes in the life of your wife, it's because it has not... am I communicating? That is how it is in mentoring too. Once you enter into the life of that person so closely, my father in the Lord has been mentoring me since 2001. We spoke again yesterday. He left Nigeria with his wife for his PhD in Liverpool, United Kingdom. And God asked them to stay there to plant a church. My father is 72 years old this year. And he said he's retiring. Taiwo, leave Nigeria and come and take over the church in UK. That is what we are struggling with now. We have been praying about it for some time because we also want to hear the voice of God. We can't live without that. So the integration has become so deep, that we almost see nothing again. So when you enter into mentoring relationship with this servant of God, or you walk up to me and you say you want to be my, you want me to be your mentor, the closer you get to me, the more you discover of my weakness. That shouldn't cause any problem for you. You came into my life for a reason. Focus on that reason. I'm a good minister by the grace of God. Even if my finances has problem, leave that to God and leave that to me. Just focus on ministry. Is that okay now? If it is marriage, focus on marriage. My marriage is good by the grace of God. I marry from Akwa Ibom. I'm enjoying my wife. And I need you to congratulate me here. No. I'm not asking you to congratulate me because of my marriage, but because my in-law won the cooking competition and entered the Guinness Book of... That lady is from Akwa Ibom, ladies and gentlemen. That's my in-law. Again, you need to congratulate me. My in-law just became the Senate president. Hallelujah, someone. That's on the lighter mood. I'm saying to you that the closer you get to a mentor, the more of his weakness you discover. When that happens, control yourself. Qualities of good mentor: the person must be resourceful. The person must be concerned for your life. The person must have influence. The person must be encouraging, relational, available, competent, apt to teach. In other words, he knows how to teach. Able to keep secrets. A mentor must be able to keep secrets. The person must be patient and honest. What are the qualities of mentee? Somebody who wants to enter into mentoring relationship. You must be teachable, goal-oriented, self-motivated, responsible, relational. You must be available. You must be respectful. You must be disciplined. Able to keep secret. You are going to discover my weakness. Keep your mouth shut. Focus on what you came for. You must be enduring. A passage that we read the other time, which my pastor quoted, 2 Timothy chapter 2, he said, endure hardship. If anybody is in my mentoring relationship and he said he has not gone through hardship, honestly, the person is not being honest with you. We take ourselves through some rigorous issue, rigorous thing. A father walked to my office, and I joyfully and gladly welcomed him because that was the first time he would enter my office. And I just noticed that he was frowning. Daddy kilo shele. Oni mwabe janio. Bami jasa. Kilo de. Oni my son is one of your pastor here. And I don't like the way you are giving him too much work. The pastor they are talking about was a student of the seminary. So seminary posted him to us. So I assigned them, role to play and all of that, delegate all of that. When Baba left my office, I invited the young man to my office. I said, the assignment I've been giving you, I'm being led to double it. He looked at me. I said, Daddy came the other day and Daddy led me to double the assignment. So you have two choices. Either to stay and do it or to go to the seminary and ask them to post you to another place. He said, Dad, what did Daddy come here to do? And I told him. He said, I didn't send him. I'm enjoying my work with you. I didn't send him. I didn't tell him to come. We were just talking and he asked me how many hours did I spend in the church and I told him. I didn't know he was going to come. And he stood up from the chair and he prostrated. No, there's no problem. We are together. We are brothers. We go through hardship. We go through difficult situation. I give them assignment that I know are challenging. I do. But that is what mentoring is. But when you endure it, what happens at the end of the day? Produce godliness and all of that. I'm rounding up now. My time is over. I want to beg you in the name of the Lord. You are a dwarf. I am a dwarf. If we don't have a soldier to cry on, honestly, we can never fulfill purpose. We can never attain the height the Lord wants us to attain. The benefit of mentoring and your notes, I don't want to you know, waste your time, go through that. But let me quickly rush the challenges of mentoring in the next 3 or 4 minutes that I have. The challenges of mentoring. What are the problems? What are the obstacles in mentoring relationship? Number one, lack of or wrongly stated goal. If you don't state your goal clearly before you enter into mentoring relationship, you are going to have crisis. There is no general mentoring. You must know what you are going in for. I just told you about my father in the Lord. If I tell you the story of his life, you will say to me that, Pastor Taiwo, you're supposed not to have financial problem in your life. God bless him so greatly. He has money. But when I was entering into a relationship, I entered into a relationship over my ministry. This man is good. He's successful in ministry. When Baba Bimbola stand here to preach, if he preaches for 3 hours, I bet you, you will not look at your watch. God endow him. He knows how to grow the church. He knows how to raise, you know, vision, serve vision. He knows how to get, raise money to fulfill. The man is good in ministry. So I enter into ministry relationship because of my ministry. So it got to a point in the course of that, the church sponsoring me, I told you I came from Jos. The church in Jos that was sponsoring me sent me a note that they will not be able to continue with the sponsorship. The most natural thing to do is to tell my father in the Lord. I did not tell him. He did not know until the day of my graduation. I don't want to turn ministry experience into money. He can't give me the money. I didn't tell him. So I started sourcing for where the resources will come for school fees. And you know something? God did it. It was tough. Tough to the point that there was a period in my life in the seminary. There was no money to eat, no food in the hostel, nothing. Seminary mangoes were already there, but not ripe because there was no rain. So I knelt down beside my bed. I said, Lord Jesus, I just want to beg you to send rain so that seminary mango can become ripe. If I eat like 8 in the morning before I go to class, when I return, I can eat like 6. So that in the evening, if it is 4 or 5 that I can eat, I'm serious about this prayer, children of God. Very serious. No money, no food. I prayed that prayer out of a very serious body. I have friends in the seminary, but they couldn't help me for 2 reasons. Number one, they know that I have a mentor who is rich. Their belief is that if I have financial problem, I should go there. Number two, emi o mo ru ara t'Olorun fun mi bi a nje mi oju a ma dan. I don't know. So when you tell somebody, so for those 2 reasons, it looks as if the helpers were not available. So I needed to go to the helper who can send rain so that mango can. But something happened. The following day after that prayer, I worked in Jos as admin manager to the Institute of Computer Management Studies. 2 secretaries, 1 confidential secretary, 1 general office secretary. My confidential secretary, I've left them. I was now in the seminary. Just wrote a letter to greet me in the seminary. And the young lady put 1,000 naira in the envelope. And 1,000 naira looks like So I walk up to the restaurant. And I say, excuse me, ma'am, what do you have? Amen? When you have money, you have choices. Money gives choices. You don't ask for things like poor man. Poor man will enter a restaurant and say, Efumine bakan kpamakan. Rich man will enter and say, what do you have? Ask your neighbor, what do you have? A poor man will pick his phone. A poor man will pick his phone. And he will call automobile company. Edakun se ni moto ti oju 250,000 abi 300,000 lo That's how a poor man buy car. A rich man will say, brand the Olowa nebe, you know. Ask your neighbor, brand the Olowa. Hey! So tell him, money give choices. So I enter a restaurant with 1,000. 1,000, oh, yeah, be a new. I'm not look down on it. Oh, in those days, I'm talking about 2003 or thereabout. What do you have? They say, we have pandediam, we have amala, we have this. We have, I said, give me pandediam. Give me pandediam. Efumini roundabout, yeah. Efumini. One talker. Loruko Jesu, a talker. Hey! Poverty is bad. I rebuke it over your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Mo jeun, mo gba change, mo ko sapo, mo mu toothpick. Why am I telling you the story of mangoes? The reason is because if there is somebody under the influence of my voice, the account balance is like a radio station. 101.1. By the mercy of the Almighty God. By the mercy of the Almighty God. Between today and Sunday, miracle happens in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, miracle happens in the name of Jesus. Miracle happens in the name of Jesus. You will be remembered by somebody. The person will send what you need to you in the name of Jesus Christ. It was not more than 1,000, but it played a major role, ladies and gentlemen. I needed not to pray for mango again. I used that for about 2 or 3 days before the next supply and the next supply. And honestly speaking, till I graduated, it looks as if God saw the heart with which I was praying. Olorun wa enter covenant. No matter how ridiculous it's going to look, onto ma se ti Olorun fi ma enter covenant of continuous provision. Oh yeah, go and do it in the name of Jesus. Go and do it in the name of Jesus. I'm not bragging. Since that time I'm standing before God's people. I am not bragging. I'm giving a testimony. If it sounds as if I'm bragging, forgive me. Since that time, I decree tonight by the authority of the word of God, by the power that raised Christ from the grave, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anointing of continuous supply. Receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen down. State your goal perfectly. Another problem with mentoring is unrealistic expectation. You are going to a mentoring relationship and you set a standard so high. Unrealistic expectation. Your life is low already or possibly rotting, and you want to enter mentoring relationship on Monday and you want to see that transformation happen on Tuesday. It doesn't happen. In mentoring relationship, we don't climb the ladder of greatness through elevation. We climb it through the staircase. Everybody say staircase. It is one step at a time. We call it process. Process. You take it one step at a time. You don't jump the process. You don't. Don't set unrealistic expectations. Don't say to yourself, you are going to become great. Just one. Somebody went for an interview. And he has gone through all the necessary stages. The last stage, he needed to meet with the CEO of the company. He has done the reading, he has done the oral, he has done everything. So he was sitting right in front of the CEO of the company. And the CEO asked him just one question. In the next 5 years, where do you see yourself? And he said, I see myself sitting where you are sitting. He lost the job.
5 years.
Oh, the CEO. Oveja Leni. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a man of faith. But certain things are not, I can never happen in 5 years. I want to see myself sitting where you are sitting. This is a multi-million, multi-billion companies. The CEO just smiled and he asked him to go. You will hear from us. And when the company say you will hear from us, you have heard from them. The next one is assumption. We assume so much in mentor relationship. I want to caution against that. Don't assume. Whatever is in your heart, tell your mentor. Whatever is in his heart, let him tell you. Open up. It is only a je. There are no things that you have not said. This man is not a je. This woman is not a je. So speak out. My pastor will walk up to my office. We discuss anything, including the car. Don't assume. That's just it. Number three. Or four, overambitious. Don't do it. The next one is cloning. And I want to use this to talk to mentors. Those of you who are already mentoring others. There is something you call cloning. Cloning is, my brother, come, sir. I'm sorry. He has asked me to mentor him, and we have started. Now I want him to be exactly like me. No. Anytime you want somebody to be like you, you are cloning. You are not mentoring. Mentoring is, I want him to be the best that God wants him to be. That is mentoring. The man is not walking like you and you are abusing him. The man is not eating as fast as you are eating, you are abusing him. The way he talks looks a bit slow and you are abusing him. You just want him to be exactly. It's a mistake in mentoring. My father and the Lord have mentored me for close to 25 years now. I have not been exactly like him. But honestly speaking, he continued to thank God for who I have become. Let him be himself. Let him be what or who God wants him to be. Bring out the best of God in him. That is mentoring. The Lord bless you. The next challenge in mentoring, controlling. Controlling is a tool in mentoring, but it must be less. It must be reduced. It must be taken down completely. You don't control in mentoring so much. To control is to enforce yourself on others. What happens when you are controlling is that you kill creativity. The person will not be able to reason again. The next one, as I conclude, lack of openness. Lack of openness. Lack of or improper handling of feedback. That's another problem with mentoring. I give you a feedback. Feedback is to tell you how I feel about your growth. How I feel about your growth. Feedback can be positive. Feedback can be negative. Ijotoba positive, receive it joyfully. Ojotoba negative, also receive it positive. The goal is to help you. Oh, mommy, like it. This is a life story, very practical one. I got a pastor in the church. Report just got to my table that we live among students, in the midst of students. I just got a story that he goes to student hostel and he leaves the place around 10 in the night, 11 in the night. 11 ba wo ni hostel awon obirin. And I call him to my office. And as I was rebuking him and I was talking to him, the wife walked in. The wife heard my voice talking to the husband. The wife walked out, was not happy. She was not happy. How can you be addressing my husband? How can you be talking to my husband like that? You know, that type of a thing. And she was just angry. To cut the long story short, they left to Boma Shore after graduation. And I was told that this pastor resigned from the ministry this pastor packed out of the family house, abandoned the wife and the children. This pastor goes out, and the ladies he was visiting while he was in school is now the best friend. Are you getting what I'm talking about? So I had a program in the town, the city where they live. So I got to that city very early, earlier than the time of the program. I said, I want to locate this woman today. She was once my pastor's wife. So I want to know where she lives. So I called people around that area who can take me there. And when I got there, the lady stood up. And the lady said, Reverend, if I had seen what you saw the day you were rebuking my husband, I could have knelt down to thank you. What you rebuke him over is what is destroying our family now. The same lady the young man was visiting in Lautech is the same lady that was splitting the house now. Feedback will not always be positive. But the Lord has taught me how to do it and make it a little acceptable. Pastor, please come. Doctor. Nonsense. Wa le le bayi nisi. Ati ni ko mama ka o Jesu Oluwa. Ayo to ko tiri sara so to akin na gbogbo na kin. I'm meeting him for the first time as I arrive my office in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, we are acting drama. This clothes is good. To ba size mi gan mo le bebe fun. So this is drama. Pastor. As soon as he walked up to my office, the first thing I see is the bad clothes. And I attack it straight away. Oh man, this is nonsense. Pastor, a man of God should not be dressing like, come on, God. I pour the nonsense down and I walk away. Now look at the second method. Just do as if you are coming. My pastor. Biology in law. Itelere yi ba mani. Motisobuto ba bere akoma la meji na. O itele bo se duro. So n ko te bi 200 ni. Bi mo se n so ti mo n praise itele yen, inu e tin se kini o. Inu e tin dun. But my pastor, ijo to ba wo itele to yanju gidi bayi to wa this expensive. Mama wo ni 33 ile lori. Look at the first method and the second method. Which one works better? It is called the revelational method of mentoring. God said in Revelation, I know your work. I know that you live where the devil lives, but you have never denied my name. He praised them. Then he pulled down the shoulders over. He said, but I have this thing against. It works. That method works in the family. Honestly, the method works. Collect his note or a note. Handwriting, this handwriting. Praise him for the handwriting. You now go to the zero to get. The self-esteem is secure and protected. Mentors in the house. You don't go straight and attack. That's where I'm going. I want to give him feedback about his outlook. I start with the positive. Omo itelere yida. Tabanja ka pari e ele ida. Mo de this omo e to ba ti rin to da ba ma ra meji ke mi na ma gba kan. But ojo to ba ti wa wo itele to wa expensive to da ba to je international e ma gbe international na soke e. O ma rerin kuro lo office mi. Am I communicating? So mentors who give feedback, balance it. That's what I'm saying. There is nobody seated here who is 100% bad. Iya to se obe ti iyo ja. Ona lo gun iyan to fele. E je ka koko kiku se iyan yen na. Ka to ma soro. That is how to lead. Iyawo mi. You must have exerted so much energy. You therefore. But that could have been fear, but you ran on your role. Error that tomato, dear. Oh, my good God. It works. Tell your neighbor it works. Oh, my yato fele. Oh, Tibonu obe. Bose gbesenu. Hey, ekwande o. Won fe pa wa o. Doctor ti so mo pe mi o gboro je yan pupo mo o. Eh eh. Abba. So fun eni to wa legbe se Abba. Ila mpaka na o. Wa kiku se iyan to fele. Wa wa complain lori obe ti yo ja. Tayo tayo ni iyawo re fi ma lo si kitchen. Ade ora da tomato die dan kan kan si lo bi o ba normal. Meanwhile ti yawo e ba se be ti yo ja o je dupe po rowo rayo eni to lo toro yo ni ile keta iyo ija obe won e da kun ebun mi ni yo die nbe mo nse to ba gbe iyo yen dele iyo oni ja toro lo toro e ni o fe ko seku fun. So ti yo ba ja obe ko to ba yawo eja wa koko kunle oluwa mo dupe pe mo rowo rayo. Handle feedback properly. Be open, keep all the appointments. Don't lose focus. If you are being mentored by an opposite sex, don't lose focus. Kai omolu da bai. Bele yo jaye ni ko si jale eni. Bo se nsoro lo nwete e. Bo se demonstrate lo nwoyan. Bo se njade love ze lo nwodi. I didn't lose you. Don't lose focus. In fact, if it is possible, let your wife mentor ladies, you mentor the men. And that is why you need to develop your wife. Pastor BJ said that. If you are the only one growing and you are not carrying your wife along, it will not be useful for you in the ministry. It will not be useful for you in life. So when a lady walked up to you for mentoring and you look at the package and you say, Kai, ele is that simple? It is to save your life and destiny. To save your life. Don't lose focus. That's where we're going. Ask me whether mentoring can be done between husband and wife. I mean, between male and female, perfectly. I have three examples in Nigeria. One of them you know. My Bamiloye and the wife. They were together in drama ministry. Brother Bamiloye was the big brother. Sister Gloria was looking up to him as a big brother. Until one day he came around to propose. Sister Bamiloye, Sister Gloria, but that language, I want to be my friend. So it works on few occasions, but in spite of their relationship, is the focus lost? Up to today, they are still in the ministry doing well for God, partnering together. So it can work, but please know yourself. There are some of us that cannot stand it. If you cannot stand a lady as a mentee, don't enter into it. It's not compulsory. Refer the person. So that you don't fall, so that you don't fail, so that you don't throw away God. I am closing by saying to you, there are heights you cannot attain unless you have a mentor. There are platforms you cannot climb unless you have a mentor. There are access to people, connection, networking that you cannot enjoy unless you have a mentor. My father and the Lord carried me one day. He said, I want to visit my secondary school friend. He would drive me down there. And when we get to the house of this man, I discover that my joy was that the man sat with me for about 30-40 minutes, giving me counsel. He's not a pastor, but he gave me counsel in ministry. I don't know that laymen can also counsel pastor. He gave me ministerial counsel that is still working up to today. How would I have gone to that house without a mentor? So there are network that you cannot access if you don't have a mentor. Weaknesses submit to correct relationship. Once you are correctly connected, the weaknesses of your life submit. And between you and the dream that you are having are just two or three people. A pastor in Ogbomoso wanted to see the governor of the state here, Kwara State, he's been thinking and planning and doing all sorts of things. Somebody would just walk up to him and say, ah, the pastor of the governor attended in the Monday Baptist Church. Reverend James. Oh, my James. He called Dr. James. Dr. James called the wife of the governor. An appointment was fixed. Between you and your dream, just two people. Someone who will link you to someone who will link you to... Are you getting me now? And that is going to be our prayer tonight. Baba, wherever that person is, bring him out. The reason why many of us stay longer in the wilderness of life is because we don't have someone who is relevant to our life. You need somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, you need somebody. And I want you to pray that prayer as if the whole of your life depends on it. What I've benefited from mentoring, honestly, I can preach on it for hours. We have not talked about benefits. The benefits are up to 20. They are there in your notes. We have not touched it at all. Because the time is up. The benefits are enormous. Too much. Submit yourself to somebody. If you are a lady, look for a woman who is achieving what you want to achieve. Hide under that person. Climb on his shoulder to get to where you are going. We are dwarfs. But when a dwarf stands on the shoulder of another dwarf, he becomes a giant. That is the prayer tonight. Baba, connect me rightly. Put somebody. Listen before you pray. Listen. I want you to pray this prayer very well. So listen to this. If the Lord wants to bless a man, he put a man in his life. If the devil wants to destroy a life, he put a man in his life. The man in the Bible that is called Samson, somebody destroy his destiny. The man that is called Saul, somebody introduced him to destiny. That is the question I'm talking about tonight. Baba, please, every wrong relationship that exists up to now, break it. Every right relationship that is not ongoing, let it begin. Bow your head and let us pray prayer. Let us pray that prayer. Baba, connect me. Baba, connect me. Baba, connect me. Give me that man. Give me that woman. Give me that man. Give me that woman. Connect me rightly. Connect me. Connect me. Connect me. Hand my life over to somebody. A burden bearer. An encourager. A great mentor. Somebody who will take me to the level that I'm going. Baba, give me that man tonight.
Give me that man tonight. Give me that man tonight. Give me that man tonight. Give me that man tonight. There is a woman under my voice who needs to pray. You need to pray this prayer for your husband. Your husband has a great future, but he's running the vision alone. You need to say, give my husband a right man. Give him the right one. Give him the right one. Give him the right one. That man who is going to bring out the potential in my life. That man who is going to make me what you intend me to be. That man who is going to reduce the level of error in my life. Give me a man. Give me a man. Baba, give me a man. You, my father, give me a man. Give me a soldier to rise, a soldier to climb, a soldier to rest on. Give me a soldier, Lord Jesus. Oluwa fun mi ni eti ti mo le saroye si. Give me ears who can listen to my story, listen to my problem without condemning me. Oh, will listen and guide me, Baba. Give me such a man. 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 Baba, give me such a man. Tonight I plead with you. Give me such a man. Give me such a man. Rebo sakate ni dabakosa. Give me such a man. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Let me hear a better amen. We are going to pray this prayer very seriously. My pastor, come. This man has a burden for the younger generation. And he has been praying, Lord, who do you send me to help? I want to mentor somebody. And the Lord brought my picture, my image to him. Please listen and listen carefully. He saw me in his dream. He saw me in his vision. This is the young man I want you to mentor. So everywhere he goes with that picture. Lord, let me meet this man. He is tall, he is dark, a little robust. The cheek is clean. Let me meet him. I saw the picture. I can let me meet him. Now I am coming. Listen and listen. So you understand the prayer you're going to pray. My destiny helper is standing there. And I am coming. And as I am walking towards him, one stupid power or principality run down and give me 4-4 marks here. Otunfibamusi. So when my destiny helpers meet me, ati padeo, but in tori loju ira, there is no waso fun Olorun. Gbogbo amiti aye fi si mi lara. Ti o je ki epa locate me. Ti o je ki epa ko da mi mo. Ni asale o ya fi agbara e mi mo fo won danu. O ya gba adura e dada. Pray the prayer. The enemy put upon my life that is making the helpers not to identify me. Wash it up tonight. By the power of the blood, wash it up. Yes, my friend. Please pray. Every invisible mark upon my life, upon my destiny. The Bible says, every tree that my father has not planted shall be uprooted. I uproot tonight every mark from the pit of hell. I uproot. In Jesus' name we are prayed. I'm sorry disturbing you, my pastor. I'm sorry. Here is my destiny helper. He has everything I need for life and ministry. Listen and listen carefully. There are individuals who have everything you need. Hallelujah. A pastor went to preach revival message somewhere. I know the pastor. And at the end, on the last day of the revival sermon, a man walked up to him. Wearing knicker and canvas. Owo nkwariwo. Ode wo bayi oni. My pastor, it's a pleasure listening to you tonight. That was a wonderful message. I usually don't stay at home for some of these programs. I travel a lot. But I'm so glad that I am here today. And the man dipped his hand in his back pocket and brought out a check. He wrote the name of the pastor. He put the date. He put his signature. And he looked at the pastor. How much should I write? Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. This pastor said, so many things started running through my head. If I ask for 100,000, if I ask for 300, won't this man say I'm greedy? So he said, I will not mind being like 150,000 or 200, sir. And the man threw down his biro and looked at the pastor. You mean there is no ongoing project that we can support? Receive that grace. Immediately the man said that, what was covering the eyes of this man dropped. He said, we have a plot of land, but we have not even done anything on it. That's okay. That's okay. And the man wrote 3 million naira. And he handed it over to his brother. And the brother got home. And brother called his wife. Sweetheart, please bring the plan that the house plan that we drew the other time. And the man started tearing it. The wife said, Ondi, that is a house plan. Declare it in here. Eh, call your money. Oni a koru eleima. Oni koru yema. Oni koru yema. Only we are going to redraw the plan. Oh, are your check? Oh, what you this is the check. Then you come over. And the man said to me that wherever this get to, I should snap it and send to him. Ladies and gentlemen, the man completed the building. But listen and listen carefully. This is the prayer I'm going to pray tonight. My destiny ever. He has made up his mind completely to help me. This time of Bajobi, I just love him. Whatever he needs, I'm going to do. So, he intends calling me tomorrow morning to come and tell him about my plans and all I need. So, he goes to bed tonight, and one stupid demon appeared to him in the dream. To ba help Taiwo Bajobi ti owo mi ba te. Gbogbo omo to bi patapata. Wa so fun Olorun ni asale. Every demon monitoring my destiny helpers, stopping them from helping my life. Oh yeah, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every demon appearing in life, appearing in dream, appearing anywhere. Every demon. Somebody wants to help you, but a demon is threatening his life. Every demon, threatening my destiny helper, appealing to my destiny helper, stopping my destiny helper. I command tonight in the name of Jesus. I command tonight in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to step down. You are complaining that somebody is not helping you. You don't know the kind of dream he's having over your life. Moti loba, loba, loba. Eh, kokana mi lawa. Ona ko. Onla wa la buruku ga. O tan threat in life eh. We better ban relay lower or tough. I speak by the anointing of the Almighty God. I speak by the grace of my calling. The authority that brought Christ out of the grave. Everything threatening your destiny ever. Tonight, by the authority of God, I surrender them to the grave in the name of Jesus. I surrender them to the grave in the name of Jesus. They are rendered powerless in the mighty name of Jesus. Your helpers from tonight will no longer be threatened. In the mighty name of Jesus. They will call you. They will help you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody.
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 4. Media, quickly give me that. Let's pray it. Let's pray it. That prayer must be said here tonight. And it is for you. Are you there? Look at it. Read it, everybody. You are going to say to God, the Bible says, through your own faults, you will lose. I refuse tonight. Every fault, every mistake, every error that make a destiny ever to abandon a person. Look at that passage again. Before you, just look at it. Through your own fault, you will lose the inheritance I gave you. I will enslave you to... Part one, you know, Tito. He has chosen to help me. He's my mentor. He's my destiny helper. The relationship has started. He has started giving me 20,000 today, 10,000 tomorrow. Then he saw a plot of land. He wants to buy for my ministry. Oh, Aniki Wasileo. He asked me to come to his house. As I entered the house, they call that thing the spirit of error. That's the prayer. The spirit of error. One can say, Kaka, one careless thing. One very careless thing. And the man will say, Mokonikin Beria Lafia. And it to fair protect Lielowo, Colora, Leblot, and Watoma, who's a ministry. Check you are the girl, Bobo say, Wale, Wasiwa. The spirit of error fall upon you. You just do something mistakenly, and the man changes his mind. The Bible says, through your own faults. I don't know if you would like to pray like I pray it. When I want to pray that type of prayer, I lift my hands to God. Olua, any error, any life mistake that will make my destiny ever to cut short my head, I refuse it tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. I will not lose my inheritance. I will not lose my inheritance. Children of God, pray that prayer. We are rounding up. Pray that prayer. I will not lose my inheritance. I will not lose my destiny ever. I will not lose the man you sent for me. Oh, Sakata Busatarina. Spirit of error, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of error, get out of my life. Get out. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. By the reason of God's anointing, I release over your life spirit of excellence. The Bible said concerning Joseph, he said, whatever he does, he is successful because the Lord was with him. From tonight, everything you do, go and be successful in the name of Jesus. Your success will attract multiple helpers. Your success will attract multiple helpers. Your success will attract multiple helpers. In the name of Jesus. Where we are stopping tonight. Job chapter 8. 19. Let's go to 19. Job 19, somebody. My media, please go there. If you want, you can give me King James. I love King James. When I want to pray this prayer. Job 19 from verse 8. If the media is not getting it, is anybody having it there? Job 19 from verse 8. Anybody? Madam, please take mic.
He has blocked my way.
My destiny ever. I have prayed and the Lord has shown him. He has prayed, the Lord has shown him. But here is a bi mo se gbiyanju to, I could not cross to where he is. You are going to say to the Lord, listen, I'm not a gentle person when it comes to prayers. When I want to pray this kind of prayer, wani alantakun to nkoba oju eyan ka gbadura lodi si a so pe gbogba alantakun to nkoba oju mi o ya gbina sonu to ba gbadura si alantakun owo alantakun to ba pa alantakun yo tun ta mi. When I want to pray this type of prayer, he has blocked my way. Tori po lalafia lo se block. I'm not going to ask the Lord to pull down the block, but to destroy the one who is erecting it. Everybody, every life, every man born of a woman, every spirit, every power, every principality erecting a wall between me and my mentor, between me and my helper, tonight in the name of Jesus, oh yeah, give way, oh yeah, God, right, da, da.
Comfortable for you. The only thing is just saying, lay my heart. If the wall is broken, then walk up to your helper. Just take a step away from where you are standing. Just walk up. Just walk up. Just walk up. Just walk up. By the mercy of the Lord, nothing stops you again. You are moving to glory. You are moving to honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are moving to assess your head. You are moving to your helper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Return to your seat. The story is not the same again. The story is not the same again in the name of Jesus. Media, please go back to that passage. And give me verse 9. Look at verse 9. What has he done? He stripped me of my honor. He stripped me of my glory. And taking the crown from my head. Are we together now? Unto man soy in your DNA betu betu bule bule lowo e o epae. Want to re epe omo yin ni potential. Ojo waju eda. I dini etan se bere relationship. Oka dojo ko omanto se omanto sele. Honor is gone. The glory is gone. What they see that attracted them to make you their mentor, they can no longer see it again. Somebody is walking behind the scene. He stripped me. What does it mean to strip? To take away. Is it not? He leave you honorless. Is there any English like that? I don't know.
gbogbo agbara to fe so mi the useless person loju awon to le ran mi lowo to fe so mi the tissue paper to fe so mi the empty vessel to fe so mi the honorless person loju awon to le ran mi lowo iru agbara be o ya wonu ina lo lasale o ya gba adura adura. Jesus' name we are praying. The last prayer point is in verse 10. I'm going now. I know I'm taking your time. I'm going now. Look at verse 10. What has he done? I want to man kenu bole. Satan will let me help. I mean, somebody can help well, but then it will help when get up. Honestly speaking, we go share. Lo Jonah, me omaru lucky. Tomo na unbe kriyo. Don't let me come back to the Lord. He's spoiling me. Let me hear another version. Let me see another version. Let me see another version. Media, please give me another version. Verse 10. He batters me from every side. If destroyers are not stopped, they will destroy you to a point where your helpers will hear it. One man tenu bole, one niche ni. One man tenu bole kiri, one man bayan jeka kiri ni. In Ogbomoso Baptist Conference, something happened sometime. We are at Beulah Center. Beulah is the name of our conference secretariat where we have our. And they were trying to raise money for BSF Chapel in Lautech. And they invited this great man of God, one of the leaders of the convention who happened to be an indigenous of Ogbomoso, who was with us. They felt that because of his personality, if people hear him, they will give more generously. And this man climbed the pulpit. And he said, brethren, we need to get up and build the BSF chapel in Loudon. It wouldn't have been necessary for us to build a chapel if the church we have around that place is fulfilling purpose. But I have been told that they are just doing their thing. They are just messing up. I was in the meeting. The man did not mention the name of our church, but everybody on the seat knew he was talking about us. So they were turning around to see where Taiwo was sitting. I was boiling in my spirit. I wanted to go out to answer. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you want to fight for me? So I took my car. I allowed the man to say everything he wanted to say. At the end of all the things he said, nothing serious was gathered. But that's not where I'm going. The chapel at Laute and at Bowie, they invited me to come and speak to their graduating students. It was on a Sunday morning. The VC called me, asked me whether I would be able to come. I said, are we? So I drove to Bowie in Iwo to keep that appointment, speak to their graduating students. The pastor, the baba that was standing on the pulpit, saying all sorts of things concerning our church, on that same day visited the church. I was just driving back from Iwo. My phone was ringing consistently. My wife told me, when you are driving, don't pick any call. She wasn't in the car, but I just must obey her. So I didn't pick the call. But when I discovered that this call was not stopping, I parked and I answered the call. The first statement the man made me to know who he was calling. He has a slang he uses. He said, I visited your church today. Today that I visited your church is the day you are not there. Is your assignment? I went for him. Boy, they told me. I just want to let you know that what I saw in that church, I couldn't imagine it. He started talking about the service, talking about the structure, talking about the quality of members, talking about the He was just talking. I said, Daddy, will you please allow me to come see you
tomorrow, so we talk about it. I'm on the way. He said, that's no problem. That's no problem. The following day, I went to his office. Tell your neighbor, God will fight for you. If I had stood up that day, honestly, it wouldn't have been this serious. And from that day, the man was speaking in a church. In fact, not one church. More than three now. He will tell the congregation. In front of the congregation, he will face the pastor. I want you to go and meet Opajobi. I don't know how he's doing it, but you have some things to learn from him. That was the man that was standing that day, destroying the church. He never visited the church before that day. He just heard from people and he concluded. Adura yen ye. Pe gbogbo eni ton rojo mi kiri laida. Gbogbo eni ton ba ni je kiri. Gbogbo eni ton fi enu le iran lowo jina si aye mi. Lati oni lo baba gba ise lowo won. O ya gba adura dada. Gba ise lowo won, gba ise lowo won. Gba ise lowo won. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. A pastor worked with me for 4 years and graduated. And all my pastors after graduation, we still keep in touch very, very closely. He called me one day and said, someone asked me to come and join a group. I said, what group is that? He said, they call it the Group of Successful Ministers, Association of Successful Ministers. I said, I've never heard about that. He said, I just want to ask whether I should join them. I said, no. Let's investigate and know what they do first. So we investigated. As I was doing that here, he was doing it over there. And he called me back a few days later. He said, Daddy, I now understand them. It is a group of people who use charms and other things to help the ministry. All of them uses a jeep. So they call it Association of Successful Ministers. And their argument is that you cannot use leaves and herbs and other things that God creates and help the work of God and be guilty. As long as you are not using it wrongly. In your God or so gun car. But a young lefi charm on issue alone lower. Money so what's your conclusion? Do you want to join them? Ah, only daddy. If you ain't call one now, I want to pray for somebody here. All eyes closed. You are in a group, you are in a relationship. That group is not helping your destiny. That relationship is not helping your life. It's not moving you forward. Raise your hand wherever you are. I want to break that relationship. Now God bless you. Raise it properly. Let's say properly, you have joined a group, you have a friend, you have somebody in your life that is not helping your movement. Raise it. God bless you. Three people there, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Raise it properly. Number 11, raise it properly. Number 12, raise it properly. Raise it. Number 13, raise it properly. Raise it. You have somebody in your life. I just told you a few minutes ago, if the Lord wants to help, He places somebody in your life. If the devil wants to destroy, He places somebody in your life. You have somebody in your life now. And you need power to walk out of that relationship. Raise the hand properly. My father, here are your children standing. I don't know how they got themselves entangled in this wrong relationship. But I speak by the reason of anointing tonight. The grace to walk out of it. Oh yeah, receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. From tonight, that person begins to hate you. From tonight, you begin to hate the person. Whatever binds you, whatever connects you, is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord free you in the mighty name of Jesus. I say the Lord free you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Immortal Father. For this assembly, go from glory to glory. Go from honor to honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor BJ, you will not die young. You will affect your generation longer than this. All resources needed spiritually and materially, the Lord supply in the name of Jesus. The Lord divinely connect you in the mighty name of Jesus. Destiny ever locate you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Immortal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
We are confident that you have been blessed. Do well to share with your friends and families. To listen and access more life-transforming messages and resources, download the TFPAW mobile app from any of the Play Stores or visit our website, www.tfpaw.org. Do well to subscribe to our YouTube channel at official_TFPAW. Facebook and Twitter at official_TFPAW. For further inquiries and counseling, you can reach us on the following phone numbers: 0803-9413-665 and 0816-7829-390. God bless you.